Now we know what killed Amy Winehouse at the age of 27 back on July 23rd of this year. She was found dead in her North London home, and the preliminary test came back and said that there were no traces of illegal drugs in her system, and that has still been true. They found no drugs in her system, so what killed her?
Was it a person? Is there a person of interest?
No, there's not a person of interest. The coroner's report out of North London reports that she died of death by misadventure. You ever heard of that?
No.
Her alcohol, her blood alcohol level was 5 times the legal limit for driving. Alcohol toxicity. Play a little rehab, Jer. Yeah, there were, as I said, no trace of illegal drugs in her system, but she had so much alcohol in her system from the last week of her life, she started drinking again. She had gone through a period of abstinence, and she started drinking again, and it just built up, and they found 3 empty vodka bottles in her apartment there. Her physician said that she saw Amy at 7 p.m. the day before she died, and the singer was tipsy but still able to hold a conversation. And then her security guard, Andrew Morris, said he last spoke to her at 2 a.m. on the 23rd, which is the day she was found dead. Then he looked in on her again at 10 a.m. He saw her lying on the bed there but figured she was sleeping, which wasn't unusual. But he realized something was wrong when he checked again at 3 p.m. and saw that she had not moved from that same position she was at 10 a.m. And she wasn't breathing and had no pulse then.
I never knew her, but it always appeared that she had problems.
Well, that's a great observation there, Craig. It's kind of sad that she'd gone a period of abstinence and then just...
Yeah, that's real sad that she can just
went crazy drinking and... The drinking yourself to death is a weird death to me. Can you imagine how much you have to drink yourself to death? That is a lot.
Yeah.
Like Nick Cage in Leaving Las Vegas?
Yeah.
And that was disturbing.
Hank Williams in Hank Williams' Life. So, Amy Winehouse, we now officially know that she's dead.
Well, we knew that.
Oh. No off-mic tribute?
It just, you can't,
did that
you can't
ago.
Call for it.
Oh, you can't. Okay, no. Well, it just happens.
Plus, I think it happened. I think it happened on the day she died. I don't think you get the off-mic tribute following the autopsy.
You only get one.
Natural and organic way.
It's inaudible.
Oh.
Stay hard, Amy.
Oh, there it was.
She got 2.
Well, I was wrong. Maybe you do get it after the autopsy.
Rick Perry says that taking part in the debates was a mistake.
I thought that's what we said.
This is a major presidential candidate saying that taking part in the debate was a mistake. That's crazy to me. He says these debates are set up for nothing more than to tear down candidates. It's pretty hard to be able to sit and lay out your ideas and your concepts with a 1-minute response.
Okay.
But he spent the entire minute fumbling around.
Yeah, and don't you get out your platform and your time to speak? You get more than 1 minute to lay out your platform. You're talking about a 1 minute response to something the other candidate says.
The problem is the other candidates are tearing him apart. Mitt Romney's just a lot better at debating than Rick Perry is.
Yeah. I figured as soon as I saw that headline, did I not predict his response? That it wasn't that he did poorly, it was the format. It was messed up.
The liberals set up a communist debate format that allowed everyone to talk. And so he just got attacked. That's unbelievable. So now his campaign is saying that they are going to scale back on these debate performances. Why? How are they going to spend that?
He doesn't have time. He's trying to fix America.
Close. That all these debates are taking time away from the time that he could spend talking
about
to the voters.
Issues, yeah.
Talking
about
to the
real
voters
issues.
About the real issues. Yeah. That's right. Because they don't talk about the real ones at the debate. They talk about some other stuff at the debate.
So you don't even need quotes from people like Rick Perry because you know what they're going to say.
He just looks so
everything.
Tired. And this guy is a governor of a state. This is what amazes me. And I understand people can be very smart and they just have performance anxiety or something like that. But to me, it doesn't strike as pure performance anxiety. He just seems a little lost.
And how can you still be the governor of a state when you're doing this?
I don't know. Would you like to hear one of his most confusing moments?
Sure.
In a debate. Okay. Pull up the computer, Judge George.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, press on. Kahana. There we go.
There we go. On. We'll hear it exclusively here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Some
on
of
our
Perry's confusing debate moments. Yes.
Governor Perry called Romney Care.
What happened, George? What'd you
Nothing.
Just do?
I turned it up. I didn't hit anything.
Socialized medicine. He said it has failed in Western Europe and.
Oh, God.
What'd you do?
You know what it
is? What are you doing?
I can tell you what's happening. The internet here is very, very slow.
Oh.
And so we're running into.
Indeed.
The crunch of everyone showing up for work here at the St. Louis station and getting online to check their Facebook. So because of that, our P1s don't get to hear some audio fun.
By the way, he's now third in the polls behind Mitt Romney and Herman Cain.
Off. I'm surprised he's third. I thought one of the other ones would have surged ahead by now. How is Michelle Bachmann doing? Remember when she entered the race? Okay, it's all over.
She's
all
nowhere over. To be seen.
Rick Perry enters the race. Okay, that's done. It's done. It's all over. There was someone before Michelle Bachmann. Was it? It wasn't Santorum or one of those. Who was it?
Pawlenty.
Who's already pulled out? Maybe Pawlenty. Why are we all? We're always so ready to say, "Okay, now this is the one. Now there's no stopping them." Guess who stopped Rick Perry?
Rick Perry.
Yes. Rick Perry's also speaking out about the Confederate flag license plates that have been proposed here in Texas. He says. We don't need to be scraping old wounds. He told this to a Florida TV station when he was asked about the plate controversy. So he is opposed to the Confederate license plates. Does this alienate his base?
Maybe
because most of his base is from the South.
Yeah, I bet it will alienate some of them.
So he doesn't want to honor the dead of our ancestors?
He wants to turn his back on the Confederacy?
Yeah. How can a Southern governor do that? Hey, speaking of, the greatest image of Rick Perry, which is so idiocratic, and I need to post the side-by-side picture of this, when he's firing that pistol up into the air, someone did a side-by-side and sent it to me of him and President Camacho, as President Camacho was firing the AK-47 up into the air at the State of the Union address. there has been an incident at a San Antonio gun range where a man has died after being shot in the head.
Oh, no.
These are really creepy, the gun range deaths.
What happens here?
Well, they don't exactly know. They confiscated all the weapons of everyone who was firing at the gun range at the time, so where they can do ballistics on it and find out which gun fired this fatal shot. But some dude was shot in the head, a 29-year-old guy named Jared King, dead at the scene. Which reminds me of the absolute creepiest shooting range death. The mother that took her, teenage son to the shooting range, and they're shooting these guns. And then when it comes time for him to shoot his gun, he's up there and he lines up, and he's going to shoot it. And the mother steps behind him and puts the pistol at the back of his head.
Why?
What? Have you seen that?
Why did she do that?
Have we seen that? No, of course not.
What do you mean?
She was kind of a nut, but I think that maybe she had lost her job recently or something.
So why'd she take him out?
Where he wouldn't suffer?
Did she take herself out?
No, I think she was arrested.
Jeez.
Y'all have never seen that footage?
There's footage of it?
Yeah.
Who was filming it?
Well, security cameras, and this gun range in San Antonio also has the footage. They always run cameras
on. No, we don't go back to our hotel room and watch that for hours on end.
It's amazing. You've seen
neither do I.
Every second of creepy
that
footage.
That was a major news story a couple years ago.
Don't remember it.
I've not seen every creepy have you seen the Zapruder film?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
all of America has.
All right. Well, why am I being singled out for it?
Because that is
we're not singling
one billionth of the creepy footage that you've watched.
Name
in your
another
life.
Piece of creepy footage.
The woman who gets hit
when
by
you
a train.
Just name Muammar Gaddafi.
The woman who gets hit by a train. Okay, yeah, Muammar Gaddafi, that was a huge news story. The woman that got hit by a train, that was a prank on you, Giorgio.
Bonnie Lee Bakley.
I said, hey, Giorgio, come look at this train footage.
You're a jerk.
And made you watch it. Bonnie Lee Bakley. There was no footage of Bonnie Lee Bakley.
Andrew Cunanan.
There's no footage of that.
Sites he visited.
I will tell you, though, the most disturbing footage I've ever seen. No, I'm not going to tell you because you hold it against me.
Well, now you got to tell us.
Just everyone do themselves a favor.
Favor?
And don't watch the Columbine footage. That is the creepiest thing you will ever see in your life.
I have no need to watch it.
My question is, why was that ever released?
Because people like you out there that want to see it.
It's not people like me.
Demand to see it and think you're a better person because you see it.
I accidentally stumbled on it.
Mm-hmm.
The FBI has announced that gangs have infiltrated every branch of the military. That's kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
And gang membership grew 40% from 2009. And now they're in our military.
Isn't that an automatic kick out? If you're doing gang stuff and...
Yeah, but I don't think they publicize, that they're gang members when they are filling out their application.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be a permanent problem, though. No, I understand that, but once it's found out that they are and that they're trying to promote their gang in the military, aren't they automatically out?
You know, I just noticed when I said the word application, I really am starting to sound like Owen Wilson.
Application.
I don't think they put that on their application. What happened to me? Why am I becoming Owen Wilson?
I don't know.
Okay, there was a guy in Jackson, Mississippi that was arrested, 30-year-old Jason Andrew Smith, charged with two counts of business burglary of a U-Haul truck and rental service. And how he was busted was because he left his Facebook page up on the computer at the business that he burglarized. So he burglarized the business and decides to check his FB real quick.
He had to do that.
Yeah. And he left it up there, all logged in and everything.
What an idiot.
So I wonder if the police pranked him with a status update. What an idiot. Yeah, you know, it is... It does seem like that's kind of a stupid thing to do. A guy in Pennsylvania says that he's ashamed that he made more than 400 lewd prank phone calls in a single day. He's 43-year-old Rip Allen Schwartz.
That breaks your record.
I don't have a record for that.
No.
I don't think I've ever made a lewd...
Are you kidding me?
A non-consensual lewd phone call.
I wish I would have recorded some of the phone calls you've made to me over the years.
Okay, but those are fun pranks to your friends. He was arrested about a year ago for this, and he's finally told the judge that he's sorry and that he needs help. But he would call restaurants like Hooters and I don't know what the other one was, Chili's or, you know, stuff like that. And he would always redirect, he would start talking about the weather or perhaps a sporting event, and he would somehow always redirect it to getting girls to talk about pantyhose. And that was the thing. That was the thing that did it for him. And then I guess he would enjoy things. But he did 400. Okay, he can't be experiencing the apex of enjoyment at the conclusion of every one of these phone calls, right? If he's making 453 in a day.
No way.
He made over 6,100 of these phone calls in a 53-day period.
Oh my God.
And they all were about pantyhose.
Do women even wear pantyhose anymore? Who wears pantyhose?
I think rarely.
I never see women in pantyhose. I think that went out in the 80s.
I've ripped off so many pairs of pantyhose.
I still think they're wearing them.
Your own body? Do women still wear pantyhose? That's a good ladies' day question.
When cops are approaching, I have to rip them off my body very quickly. And get this story. All right, count the red flags in this, Junior. You're excellent at this.
Thank you for saying so.
A 28-year-old man from Zimbabwe.
One.
Was found.
Two.
By police officers.
Three,
performing.
Four.
A sex act.
Five.
On a donkey.
That's double credit. Six, seven.
who was lying on the ground.
Hey,
the donkey's not even standing up. It's just so given up. Lying on the ground, tied to a tree.
Nine.
Just after 4 a.m.
Ten.
The 28-year-old man told the court.
11.
Your worship. Wow, they have to call the court the worship? Your worship. I only came to know that I was being intimate with a donkey when I get arrested.
He's claiming he didn't know?
I had hired a prostitute and paid $20 for the service at downtown nightclub.
13, 14.
And I don't know how she then became a donkey.
What a terrible excuse.
He claims that he accidentally hired a shape-shifting hooker. Then he digs the hole deeper when he goes on to claim that he's in love with the animal.
Huh.
And he told the court, I think I am also a donkey.
I've heard Craig say that before.
I've heard George say that before.
I do not know what happened when I left the bar, but I'm seriously in love with the donkey.
Oh, my God.
Boy, this might be one for the all-time file.
Yeah, I may need to put this in the all-time file. He is currently in custody being examined by two government psychiatrists.
Do you really have an all-time file?
Yes, I do.
Because if you do, that would be a great show one day, just to go through all those stories. The German cannibal story.
Boy, that's the one that short-circuits Georgia.
Yeah, let me know when it is. I'll take a personal day.
No.
The Boulder Port-a-Pot guy.
Mm-hmm.
This guy. There's some
also,
classics.
We got to do that guy in Louisville. I think that was at a Chili's that was on meth, and he was in the stall working himself over and begging the manager to come in there and have man-on-man with him. And
then something weird happened when the cops showed up.
Yeah, the cops show up and they're wrestling the guy, and the guy's ooing and moaning sexually because he's enjoying the wrestling. And I think he, like, broke the toilet, and they're wrestling him like a fish in all the water that's all over the floor.
Oh, God. Okay, birthdays.
I got one extra day of
Lordy
personal days.
Mercy, we're having fun. By the way, Bruce Willis knocked up his young bride.
How old is she?
She's 30. Well, I say young. She's 35. He's like close to 60.
I didn't know he remarried.
And now he's going to have another baby. Mm. Birthdays today. The greatness of John Cleese is 72.
He is great.
Yep.
Lee Greenwood is 69.
He's proud to be an American.
Singer, guitarist Jack Daniels of Highway 101 is 62. Author Fran Lebowitz, 61. Very funny writer. Roberto Benigni is 59. Simon Lebon of Duran Duran is 53. Scott Weiland of the Stone Temple Pilots and Velvet Revolver is 44. And television personality Kelly Osbourne turns 27 today.